Welcome back to Find Your Amazingness podcast. I am your host, Vera, and today we're going to talk about the feeling of unsafety that you get when you're making big life changes and how to deal with that, how to make yourself feel safe when you don't feel like it and when you're doing something new. This is something that I have dealt with so many times in my life, and literally just yesterday was dealing with this feeling. And that's why I wanted to talk about it, because it's so fresh in my mind. And it reminded me of so many previous situations where I felt like this and how I have dealt with it. So first of all, I want to say that it's so freaking normal if you're feeling scared, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling whatever negative feelings about making some sort of big life change. That can be starting a business, moving to a new country. This applies to relationships as well. Like if you're thinking of leaving a relationship, that feels scary and it might feel unsafe. And the thing is that we can feel extremely safe in situations that are not good for us, in toxic relationships, at toxic workplaces. Like we can be in situations that do not make us happy and still feel like, oh, this is just so safe and this is familiar, and that's why we don't want to leave those situations, because it's something familiar and something that our mind and body has gotten used to. And the feeling that we get when we think of, like, we can at the same time feel excited about something new, and like, for example, like starting a business, you might feel super excited about it, but at the same time so freaking scared. And that is so normal. And I was just yesterday having this conversation with myself of like, okay, girl, you gotta chill. Because I was feeling kind of scared of what's gonna be happening in the next few months in my life. Obviously, I've already made the big commitment of, I quit my job last year and I started my business and I moved out of Finland and did all these big things. And now I'm kind of in a point where things are changing again in my life, not as like drastically, but I'm changing the country in a few weeks, and then I'll stay in that country for a couple months, and then I'll change again. And I was having this, all these thoughts of like, what if all these bad things happen? And I sat down yesterday and I was like, okay, let me write down these feelings, these fears that I'm having, all these like scenarios that I'm painting in my head that are making me feel scared. And one of them was this pretty irrational thought of like, what if I don't have a place to stay? Like, I don't know where I'm going to stay when I go back to Finland, because I don't know why I have this fear, but I was just like, I don't know, like where I'll stay, how am I gonna like arrange my living situation? And I just wrote down all these fears, all these scenarios that I was painting in my head. And then the next thing that I wrote down was, okay, like what's the reality? Like what's really actually happening in my life right now? And I literally wrote down, I have my notebook, like my diary here, and I literally wrote down that I will never be homeless. And then I wrote down all the people, like the names of the people that I can stay with in Finland. And I was just like, I felt kind of ridiculous writing it down, but it gave me so much, like such big sense of safety of like, yeah, I'm okay. Like I will always be okay. And that was also not only this time of moving to Spain, but also like 3-4 years ago when I did the same thing, I was thinking of like, what's the worst case scenario? And it was that I would have to go back to Finland. And at that time also, I was like, I won't be homeless. I always have people that I can go stay with and figure my life out. And I think it's very important for us to like take that time to like really sit down and think like, okay, I'm feeling scared of these new things, but then have a reality check of like, am I really in danger here? Or is it just like all these feelings that I are kind of controlling my decisions right now and how I'm feeling? And we just need some like grounding to the reality of like, we're actually okay. We're not really in danger in making these life changes. And that was one of the things of like knowing that like, I'm gonna be okay. I have nothing to be scared of. And what very often I notice is that the fears that we have are not really rooted in like actually being in danger. They're more rooted in our ego being hurt. Because for me, for example, like I feel shame and like disappointment in myself and just uncomfortable if I would need to ask to stay with someone that I know would be willing to support me and happy to support me and happy to help me. But there is this shame that we feel. And this isn't even like, it wasn't even like a realistic fear. Like when I really sat down and was thinking about it, I'm like, I don't think I will need these people's support, but just knowing that I have their support if I need it gave me the sense of security. And then I wrote down also like, what can I control in this situation? Like, how can I prevent these things from happening? What's actually really in my control? And this can be applied to starting a business as well. Like if you're thinking of starting your own thing, maybe a few months from now, what can you do right now to start building the support that you need when you get started? Whether that is finding the right people that you could talk to and ask for advice and get support from when you're starting it or before starting it. And thinking if you're moving to a new country and where you don't know anyone, which is what I did, before leaving, I thought about like, okay, who are the people that I can call, like have a video call with? And like, you know, when I need human connection, even though I love being by myself, but sometimes I do need people to talk to. Who are these people? And knowing that I have these people that I can talk to when I feel lonely gave me the sense of security and safety and support. So asking yourself, like, what can you control right now about your current situation or about your future situation? If you're planning to make a change in your life, what can you do? If financial security is something that stresses you about, maybe if you would be planning to jump full time to having your own business, can you save money to feel more secure financially? The most important thing is just identifying what are the fears. So taking the time, the best tool is to like writing them down or having someone to talk to, like a coach or something similar, who will listen to you and pick out all the things of like, notice like, okay, here are the fears that you have. Let's work on each one and really question whether this fear is rational or irrational and how we can build some sort of support, not only like in your physical reality, but also within yourself of like feeling secure with yourself, which can be very often, it's connected also to how much we trust ourselves and like what kind of relationship we have with ourselves of believing that we're capable of doing certain things. So thinking of like, really writing down the fears, writing down the reality, actually, like what's really true, and then what can you control? And knowing that, like, who are the people? Like, that is just so important to know, like, who can I ask for support. And if it's not people in your, you know, like friends or family, finding a coach, for example, that you can ask support from. That's been a big thing for me. I've like invested so much in having that sort of support network from coaches and other business owners, because that gives me the security of, okay, I have people that I can ask for advice and who understand my situation and who are there for me when I am going through difficult situations. And also, when I was thinking about these things, I remember this conversation that I had with my mom last year before I left to Spain. And she was telling me that, you know, Vera, like, if it doesn't feel right, you can always come back. Because I can be very like, this is the big vision, this is what's happening. And then it doesn't always work out the way that I want things to work out. Sometimes there is something else that I cannot see. And it's difficult to let go of that idea that you have for like what needs to happen when you jump into like following your dreams. Sometimes you don't know exactly what you need. And this conversation that I have with my mom of like, you know, like if it doesn't feel right, like maybe, you know, this has been your dream for a long time of like going to Spain, but it might not feel good. And it might, if it doesn't feel right, you can always come back. And I had already had that conversation with myself, but it was also nice to have it with my mom, of like, yeah, this is what I'm doing, but if it does not feel right, I can always go back. And I think it's important to have that conversation with yourself of like, I want to step into this because right now this feels so right. This feels like exactly what I need in my life right now. But I might find out that it's not for me. And that is so valuable and that is okay. I think it's one of the best things you can do of like when you get an idea of like, oh my God, I want to do this. Then you go, you do it, and you realize that, actually, I don't enjoy this. Actually, this isn't the life that I want to have. That is so valuable because it will give you the insight of like, these are the things that I do like. These are the things that I don't like. It will give you more direction to like, okay, where do I want to go? What's the work, for example, that I truly enjoy? I am such a big, what would I say? Supporter sounds weird, but like I so believe that so like where we can go wrong is by getting stuck in thinking of like what do I want to do instead of going and like exploring different options of like what we're interested in. So do not get stuck in like I'm not exactly sure if that will be for me, but right now I'm very fascinated and excited about that. Go explore it. You'll get the clarity of either you love it and that's exactly what you want to do, or you find out that no, that's not actually what I want to do. Yeah, that was a bit of a different direction that my mind took, but I think that also gives a sense of safety of like, I'm like, it's okay for me to be wrong about things that I want. It's, I think it's one of the best things, like, of seeing that shit, this isn't what I want. And then it's very good to question, like, why was this not for me? What elements of this situation, of this job, of this country, like, whatever life change you create, what did I like and what did I not like? What do I want more of and what do I want less of in the future in my life? You have to live your life like forward to truly explore what you want. So when also when people come to me for getting more clarity in their life, one of the very annoying things that I say is just like, okay, let's list out the things that you're curious and interested in. And go explore those things. It's not going to come, the clarity will not come from just sitting down and being like, let me think really, really hard. What do I want? It comes from going and doing things and getting to know yourself, of who you are, what you enjoy. That's how it happens. And when you do that, you have to be okay with being wrong and with failure, and reframe it to like, wow, I learned something new about myself. I grew as a person by doing this thing. But yeah, one tool that has been so life-changing for me to make me feel safe has been breathwork. And what breathwork really does, it's that it calms down your nervous system. It's not some spiritual thing. It can be that as well. But what it does in the beginning when you start doing it, and one of the most effective things that you can utilize it for, is calming down your body. It's calming down your nervous system. And it has been, I've been talking about this on Instagram, of like, I was like mind blown by the power of breath work in this one situation that happened to me about over a month ago, where I had booked an Airbnb. I had already, the first night, I started to feel sick there, like allergic reaction, which is not normal to me at all, because I never have allergic reactions from anything. So I knew that, okay, something was wrong with this place. And so I was for a few days in this situation of like messaging Airbnb, messaging the host, kind of in the middle of this argument of like, can I get my money back? Can I leave? Because I have booked it for a really long time. And I noticed there was one morning where all of a sudden I get this message from the host being like, if you leave, I think it was like an hour or 2 hour, it was something like, it was super soon, of like, if you leave now, you can get half of your money back. And then I was just like, shit, I don't know where I'm going to like go, but I want my money back and I want to leave this place. And I like, for a second, I was just like, ooh, this is intense. And then I was like, let me do some breathwork exercises. I did it for, I think it was just like 10 minutes or something. And all of a sudden, I felt so zen. I was just like, it's all going to be okay. There's nothing to worry about. I'm going to find a place to stay. I'm going to get my money back. It's all okay. Which was the case, because I ended up finding the perfect apartment where I've been staying for a really long time after that. And I got not only half of my money back, but actually all of my money back. And it was one of those moments where I was like, everything around me is just like, ah, using breath work really just like transformed my state. And that is why I want to like bring it into my coaching, because it is so transformative when you're able to calm your body down, not be in panic, and then really look at your surroundings and be like, am I really in danger? Do I really need to panic? Or is this all in my head? So that is definitely a tool to explore when you're going through big life changes. And I know that if I would have had this tool already last year when I was like actually making the biggest like decisions, oh my God, would have been so much easier, because I was feeling all the feels, which is important as well, but I was feeling them a little bit too much and dwelling in them. So if I could give a tool to the younger me of like, use these tools, life will be so much easier, that would be the thing that I would give to the younger me. But I want you to remember, which I said earlier, it's so freaking normal that you feel scared. And I want you to accept that feeling that you're being human because you're being scared of something new and unknown. It's in our bodies, it's in our minds. That's us being human. But I don't want you to let that take control of your life decisions. You can feel those feels, but do not let them control you. Do not let them dictate what you do with your life. Just kind of like be aware of them, look at them, be like, all right, I'm feeling scared, I'm feeling anxious, I'm terrified, but let me look and be realistic of my life. What's actually going on? Am I actually in a unfulfilling job that isn't making me happy? And, you know, understanding that I do need to make a change in my life, even though it's so scary and uncomfortable, but I do have to make this change. And then also building the security of like, I know who I am and I know that I'm capable of handling whatever happens. And what can help with that is looking back at your life and being like, what difficult situations have I survived from and dealt with in the past? And having that proof of like, I can handle this. I've handled difficult things in the past in my life. And if you feel like you haven't, this is the perfect opportunity to build some proof for yourself that I can do stuff like this. I'm a strong badass who can handle whatever. So there you go. I hope this helped you to feel maybe a bit more understanding to yourself of like, it's normal that you're feeling this, but also that there are tools and ways to deal with the fear better. And as I mentioned, if you need someone that understands the journey and has the tools and wants to support you, I'm your girl. Hit me up. That's what fulfills my soul and my heart of helping other people to go through that transformation of like, oh my God, I'm so scared, to like, holy shit, I'm living the life that I've been dreaming of. And I've made the big changes in my life. And you discover, the interesting thing is that you discover a whole new version of yourself. And as you notice, because I mentioned that I was just myself like dealing with these feelings, the feelings do not go away. They will never go away. But you do grow and you do learn new tools and you do learn to be more effective with dealing with those situations. You don't get stuck in those situations for as long as, like in my case, in the past, I would just dwell in those feelings. And now I know like, okay, let me take some time, feel this feeling, use this tool, move on. So if you need that, if you feel like now is the moment to get some support, send me a message on Instagram. Thank you so much for watching or listening, and I wish you the most amazing day.